Oh, I feel better now.
April 15th, 2016, it's the Watt Pedro Show. Pops for Pedro show here in Pedro, but at San Pedro Fish Market here at Port Sacal. And just got back from a trip to Santa Catalina with my guests, Larry, Maria, your ma. How do you pronounce? Yeah, it's tough. Lead to it.
Lead to it.
And
L-I-V.
Oh, like Liv. Okay. The short name, like Mike. Thanks so much for coming with me to the island there. I've been there many times, but it has changed the few years since I've been there. A little more merch, but still some good stuff. People, I recommend it much. Come down there. We started the show off with Blues to You, Take Two Alternate, John Coltrane. Now, this is going to be a special show here, not just because it's the first one I've ever done at the San Pedro Fish Market on the channel here, of course, it's called, but it's going to be a kind of a little, what would you say, expose on Norwegian punk.
Spotlight.
Spotlight, yeah, because Maria and Liv here, they're from Norway. And, well, tell me first, Maria, about what you know about Norwegian punk.
What I know about Norwegian punk. Okay. Well, the thing is that Norwegian punk, like punk music, came rather late in Norway. Like, it's not happening until like the 1980s, I guess.
80s.
Yeah. And Sex Pistols, I guess they played there in 1980s.
That's right.
Yeah. So that's kind of, I think that's when a lot of bands started performing, you know, after seeing them live and thinking they could do the same thing.
And so England was a big influence on Norwegian punk scene.
Yeah, absolutely.
U.S. too.
U.S. too, yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, U.S. was influenced by England. Although maybe the U.S. guys influenced the England guys who influenced the U.S. It's trippy about that. I think that's the way humans are. It's all right. So people went to the gig. Was it an Oslo gig?
It was an Oslo.
It was an Oslo gig, yeah. And,
and that's the big town, so people saw it. And probably what even happened in England, right? I heard about this Manchester gig at the same place that Bobby Dylan did that gig where they told him, they called him Judas. And like all these guys like from Buzzcocks and Fall, they were all at this gig.
Weren't they expelled out of England for some reason or another at that time? And that's why they booked those shows in Scandinavia.
Might have been.
And they got stranded. I think some things got canceled.
One of the labels booted them out at one of those
EMI.
Gigs, too.
Yeah. And they
something
were
had an airport, one of them puked or something. But anyway, getting back to the Norwegian punk. So the first bands...
It emerged from that, I guess. But
and what they do? They didn't go to the big labels, right? But they just tried to start their own...
No, that was the thing, though. They you know, started their own thing.
Their own labels,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you know, they
And I'm curious, too, about the gigs. Was there kind of a rock club scene in Norway yet?
In Oslo, there were. Like,
okay.
I think a lot of the bands actually, went around doing gigs before they even practiced, you know? I think they did.
Just went for it.
Shows, yeah.
Well, we're going to play some of this... songs, and then let's talk about them so people can see what we're talking about. See, it's like that. It's really easy.
It's really easy. The sound's going to be good.
I'm in the fall, 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 I' Thank you.
Watford Pedro show. Yeah, because that's how we played it. We're going to have Maria say the names of songs because I'm still challenged with Norwegian. But not for long, but for now I am. So,
So this chunk right here.
Thank you to Larry. It's this chunk. That's why I have spaces in between.
Exactly.
Okay, here we go. This is what we played. We started with Du...
Yeah. Du er en dritt. Du er en dritt. A rough trade.
Rough trade's English word.
Yeah, it's an English word.
Actually, it ended up being a famous English label.
Yeah.
I think it's slang for you like to get beat up with somebody's boning you. Yeah, it's a homosexual.
And the next one is in a dialect, but I'll try my best. Er dette faen er vanskrekk. It's the band. Then we have religiøs terror, svart fremtid. And then politistat, kort prosess. Rens meg, discount, was also an English band name.
Kind of.
Bare en jord, data morgana. Forsvunnet idealisme. Seppa goes to Holocaust, which is also, yeah.
Frankie goes to Hollywood.
Almost. Vi vil ikke ha, by Kafka Prosess. Gi meg øl, du ødelegges. Asosial, hjertesvikt, AS. Snuten kommer, betonghysteria. One Step Closer by So Much Hate.
Okay.
And then Stidder av Terrorstat.
Terror State, probably.
Yes.
Now, what can you tell me about these bands?
About these bands? Well, it's all in different orders. There's no...
I know, no, but start from the beginning and tell me what you know about that
Rough Trade
band.
Rough Trade is
not
actually...
the label, but the band from Norway.
From
Were they
Norway.
Oslo?
Oslo, yes, and okay. It's also, actually, I got this song off of a collection album.
Compilation?
Yes, punk music from 80s till now.
Sure.
Which is, the song is very short, but I think it's kind of funny. It means you are shit.
You are shit. Okay.
Which
Drit.
Is kind of a...
Drit is shit.
Yes, okay. Exactly. It's just funny, I just wanted to play it because it's kind of catchy.
No, we had certain kinds of trends like that in our movement also.
Of course, I think, well, this song...
So short ways of saying you're full of shit, yeah.
Exactly. I think a lot of people thought it was funny that, you know... swearing in lyrics to that. You know,
oh, really?
Native. Yeah.
That was a new thing for Norwegian.
It was. We were so slow. Okay. Yeah, it was a new thing. And, you know, it's really harmless to say that. If I said it to you, like, in a, if I was mad or something, you wouldn't really take me seriously.
But yeah, right.
Here
right,
it was
right.
Kind of serious. And,
oh, wow.
And,
because sailors seem to talk rough, and Norway had a huge sailing tradition.
Yeah.
But maybe by 1980s. A little more squeaky clean. Okay.
Maybe. But the next band you play...
Yeah, now why'd you say... you said a dialect, because they...
yeah, that's actually kind of interesting, because they're from Trondheim, which is up north.
Yeah, way up north.
Way up north.
And, of course, people talk different in different regions.
They do, yeah. Dialect.
So they have different slang.
Yeah, we understand each other perfectly, yeah. But it's like it's different, and it's kind of, yeah.
Accent.
Accent, definitely. And this band... they were actually rehearsing a lot before they did gigs and stuff.
Oh, wow,
they were
okay.
Pretty good. And they
so they got it together.
They were good. And actually, a good friend of mine and Larry's the guitar player. He said that. Shotgun, sorry.
Yeah.
You know him, Larry?
Yeah, I know him.
Yeah, he's a good friend of Larry. And he's a fantastic guitar player.
He has a band in Norway now called the Dum Dum Boys.
Wow. This is the name of an egg song.
Exactly. That's why
they
picked that name.
Okay. Okay,
yes.
Okay.
And it's actually that new band also, Dum Dum Boys, is the singer, is singing in Oslo dialect for some reason. They changed.
Well, maybe he moved.
He didn't move, but also I think he...
What does their band name mean?
I guess Vann Skek. Vann is water,
yeah.
And Skek is like fear of water.
Okay.
I'm not sure about
makes you. Sense. There's a lot of water around Norway. You get scared. You get scared here. I got water. And now these guys, Religious Terror, got to kind of hint what that song's about.
Something. Yeah, okay. They're actually one of my favorite bands from that period of time.
Yeah.
They were...
And what's their name mean?
Black Future.
Black Future. Were they Oslo?
They're Oslo, yeah, okay. Definitely. They're from... they emerged from a SWAT in Oslo.
Oh, yeah.
Blitz. Yeah,
your people, the... Your people had a tradition of taking over abandoned buildings, something that was kind of hard to do in the U.S. But it happened a lot in Europe, and collecting... In fact, some of these places went legitimate. And like the place arena in Austria. I mean, it's
That's five
stages, incredible. Okay.
Cool. Yeah, this place is also still there.
Blitz. Oh, it still is. All right. They
still
do gigs.
Is. Yeah. Okay. Absolutely. A lot of stuff happening there, and they're actually pretty successful. I think they were one of the first bands that actually toured in Europe outside Norway.
Yeah.
Like, did a tour, proper tours. They were also kind of got stuff together. Really.
Was there a difference between Scandinavia tour and Europe tour? Was there like kind of a middle ground, or was it just Norway?
I don't know if there's a difference, but like they were the first to actually tour outside the country. Like,
right out of Norway.
This is early, yeah.
But I'm wondering, was there a connection between Norway, Sweden, and Denmark, maybe Iceland, more than with the rest of Europe?
Yeah, I guess also because the language.
Language, right.
We understand like
maybe
Swedish
connections.
And Danish, actually. So if you hear like a Danish funk song, you're going to hopefully understand the lyrics if they're not singing too fast,
sure.
And also Swedish, you know, so that's the connection, I guess, Scandinavia has.
And a lot of these, they didn't last that long, right?
Nope.
So, police state?
Yes.
Okay. Discount?
Kortposess.
Are they Oslo?
Yes, Kortposess and Discount. Well,
no.
This one.
Kortposess.
They're Oslo, yeah, also from the same time period.
Yeah.
Also quite successful.
What's their name mean?
Short process. It's actually saying in Norwegian when you want to, I don't know how to explain that, but if you want to do something like very efficient,
yeah.
You say you do, yeah.
Okay, get it done.
Get it done. Yeah.
Get it done. And were they Oslo also?
They were Oslo, yeah.
So Oslo was a big
center. Yeah, that was kind of the main thing. Well, actually, Trondheim.
Yeah.
I should have thought about before.
Is there a college there?
Yeah. Trondheim?
Yeah.
Yeah. Third.
So maybe that's the reason maybe why it seemed
probably.
To?
Also, I've heard, I don't know if this is true, but like, obviously, in the 80s, there were newspaper, not really internet happening.
Right.
So I heard, I don't know if this is true, but like one of the first, or the first column or any mention of the Sex Pistols in the newspaper was there. They had like a...
I mean, before Oslo was Trondheim.
Yeah, even before Oslo, I mean, like, definitely Europe. Like, there was this guy living in London at the time who were... doing this music column.
Right. So he brought the information right over.
He did,
as it was happening.
So they were... Actually, I think even they started before.
What about fanzines?
Yes. Obviously, a lot of fanzines, too. Trondheim and Oslo are, like, the big ones.
They were the big ones. And these guys? Just cut?
That's funny. That's... I put this in there also because they are new. They're... super fresh. They're like, this song is from last year, 2015.
Okay.
And they're four girls.
Yeah.
And I just like how the girl is singing, you know, her voice is kind of special, I guess.
Yeah.
He doesn't care if it's, you know, according to who, like, if it's good or bad.
Proper.
You know, she's just singing, yeah. You heard the
England
song.
Would
she's
say proper.
Proper. Yeah, and the drummer is also really good, even though, you know, compared to, I don't know, she's played in a few bands before that also.
Are they young people?
Yes.
Okay, so it's like kind
20s.
Of a new shift.
It is. It's all girl. I figured I needed some girl bands.
No, that's
too.
Great.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Punk's
like
a state
it.
Of mind. It ain't really an age or a sex or even a genre.
Exactly. And this is the first thing they were, like, the first song they recorded.
Really?
Yes.
The
it's
first
the only
two.
And the first. So I'm looking forward to they're making new
material. Yeah.
I think so.
It's a beginning.
They're playing a lot of gigs. Yeah. That's why I'm in there.
Bear in Jord.
Bare en jord.
Yeah.
It's like only one Earth, or only one planet, I guess.
Yeah. In Data.
Morgana.
Name?
Yeah. Data Morgana, the name.
Well, data is probably information. But Morgana is a name, right?
Yeah. Morgana, yeah.
And what about these cats? Where are they from?
They're also from Oslo, I think.
Okay.
And that's the same thing that they're also in that.
They're brand new.
No. They're also...
They're from old days?
From the old days. I thought that song was pretty cool. I don't know a lot about them. But there's also a compilation I got.
Collection of stuff from the old days.
Yes.
In those days, did people put out 45s?
Yes.
Okay. Was there mixtapes?
There's mixtapes. They did a lot of stuff themselves.
So the kind of compilation, yeah, themselves.
Yeah. So they were releasing also, like, EPs were pretty popular, I guess.
But albums are tough, right? Because they have to record a lot of songs, the cost of the press.
And they also, most of them bands did most of the stuff themselves, you know?
Yeah, right.
Or when they released stuff, they, you know, they made their own labels. They
self-release.
Yes, exactly.
But about these guys, that's a long one.
Forsvunnet idealisme.
Yeah. Some kind of idealism.
Yeah, yeah. Lost idealism. Seppo goes to Holocaust.
Okay. Seppo is the name?
Seppo is the name, yeah.
No, it's but like Seppo is a person's name? Oh,
yeah,
it's a nickname?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Goes to Holocaust. It's English, honestly.
Seppo?
I don't know Seppo, but goes to Holocaust.
But goes to Holocaust, definitely is English. Shoah. Terrible.
I don't even know about the name.
But
why
this
way,
well,
that.
They were probably ironic. Come on, I come from a scene that was pretty ironic also. Right.
So going.
Irony. And
irony.
What's the story of there?
Story, I guess it's, a lot of these bands were like into politics at that time.
Okay.
I think it's also about the thing when they were sort of squatting and.
Yeah, you're not using these buildings. Why can't we use them?
Exactly. So we're into all the stuff that punk is really about right now.
Both taking stuff in your own hands.
Exactly.
These cats, Kafka Process. Now, of course, that's English.
Yeah. This is the Process, yeah, you understand.
The writer man from Fog.
Process, yeah. That's also one of my favorite bands. They're pretty awesome. They are...
Yeah. Now, this is me.
We don't want.
We don't need. Yeah, we don't need.
Direct translation. Yeah. There are some. They're also from the scene in Oslo. A lot of these bands are Oslo bands.
Okay.
Because they're kind of the ones who...
No, I've played some other towns. There's a West Coast town called Bergen.
Yeah.
Did any bands come out of there?
Yes.
A lot of bands.
Like really?
One of the most successful bands.
Today. Today is one.
Today. But in the old days, it was mainly Oslo and Trondheim.
And also Bergen, some bands from Bergen too. I actually have one on the list here that you play later. Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Meg O from the Odel Eggers.
Oh, the Leggers. The Destroyers.
Ah, it means Destroyers.
Yeah. Okay. Give me beer.
It's give like, me beer.
A lot of...
Oh, so beer is O.
Yeah.
Okay.
That weird letter with a...
Yeah. Oh, with the slash in O. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Man, this is basic... Step number one.
I'm learning.
That's also...
Go ahead.
Yeah, they're from Blitz also. A squat, only like...
Blitz. You know, Blitz was the name of the squat. Is it like the German word, fast? Lightning? Yeah, okay.
And this is like 30 years later, but it's still going strong, so I thought it'd be funny to put in a band, which is actually happening today.
Like the ladies.
Yes, like the ladies.
Like there's a continuity.
Winning. And this is funny, you know, that's...
You know, the way I was looking at it was, these guys like short tunes.
They do.
That's why I went for this kind of group, because I come from that tradition in the Minutemen.
Yeah.
What about this, Hertie's Dicht, yeah.
Yes, this Dicht,
Heart?
Heart failure. Heart failure, I guess.
Failure,
yes,
okay.
Yes.
A little different.
An asocial.
An asocial, yeah, I don't fit in.
You don't fit in.
And where they were from. Also.
We're
from Blitz? Okay.
And they were...
I noticed a pattern.
yeah, also from the old days, obviously. So sure. But it's kind of like...
And none of these cats are together anymore, right?
No.
Yeah, so sorry.
Only like the new ones. Actually...
Yeah, of course, the new ones.
And also that Van Skrek.
They kept going.
Well, as Dum Dum Boys. They're still...
That's right.
They changed their name.
And they're different members...
No, they changed their name, and it's still the same band.
Same guys.
Today,
okay.
Yeah, I guess that's one of the longest running bands.
Wow.
In Norway.
And they're quite still successful together. Too.
Yeah, it's the biggest rock band in Norway.
Suten Komo.
Yeah, the cops are coming.
The cops are coming. Yeah, that's a good one. Run.
No, these things sound better in Norwegian. I don't know why.
Yeah. And this band, the sentiment is universal, believe me.
Yes, exactly.
And Betong Hysteria, crazy hysteria. But what's Betong?
Betong...
Concrete.
Concrete hysteria.
Concrete craziness, yeah, okay.
Yeah. This is actually one of the most famous, I guess, bands from that period. It's also kind of relevant today. Like, it's considered like a classic.
So a lot of people look to them as a tradition. Okay.
And they're awesome. I mean... too bad they split up also, but they released good stuff.
Yeah.
One but, step they also came from that same Blitz.
Blitz House.
Blitz House. It was awesome. And
it still happened.
Still happened, but...
Do they have gigs there? We got to interview. Scusi. Lo siento.
They have gigs there? Of course, yeah. A lot of gigs there. But,
No, but, to have longevity like that, what happened? Did they make some kind of deal with the city? Because I saw
this
in other European situations.
Yeah, they did.
They have to fight police for a long time, and then after a while it's like, okay, we'll let you be like kind of cultural center, we'll help.
Yeah, that's not long ago. It was a couple of years ago they made like a deal.
They say official, yeah.
Yeah, and they renovated the place and made it like livable.
Back in the old days, it used to be like, you keep the junkies out, we'll give you electricity. This was more like in Germany and stuff.
Wow.
Yeah, for us in the U.S., this was like, you could not negotiate that. That did not happen. Police come in and beat you, and that's it.
It.
Yeah, you didn't do that here. And that always impressed me about Europe. It just didn't happen.
Yeah.
Wow.
So Mitch Haight, One Step Closer. Because
mm-hmm.
I noticed most of these guys, they don't sing English.
Nope, most of them don't.
But some do.
Some do.
Where I remember, got a lot of the Continent bands sang in English in the old days. Like the French did. They would sing French. And some Germans would sing German. But Dutch guys would sing English. And Swiss guys would sing English.
Yeah.
But the Norgie guys, they. But this one here. And what was this band like, So Much Haight? Is this out of that also scene?
Yeah, they were awesome. Okay. They were awesome. Gets more hardcore than a lot of the other stuff you just play.
Yeah.
Started
so very
like
fast.
That.
Yeah, that's right.
Very fast. Yeah, I remember. It starts with like a soft beginning.
Yeah,
right. Musical. And then it goes really like. Yeah, hardcore, fast, very, very fast. They were super fast.
And finally, awesome. Stir?
Yeah, Stigvid means, like
Stare?
You're staring at someone, basically.
Starer?
Yeah.
One who stares at somebody by the terror state. Yeah, probably don't need a definition for that. Yeah.
So quick.
Really, really interesting. Like, you talked about one band touring outside in Norway. Was there a circuit in Norway that these bands did? Or just played their hometown? There was.
There was. Like,
now, I
think
I wonder,
they were, like, making way for the other bands. But it did, like, a certain round.
There was a circuit.
But I think when they started out, they didn't really have any money. They didn't even have a band.
Sure.
So they just...
How'd they get around?
The interrail thing, and they just took the trains.
And they'd have amplifiers and drum sets for the people at
that's
the gig.
I'm wondering. Probably. They just borrowed stuff.
So they just carry their guitar and the drumsticks and their bass.
Probably, yeah. It's kind of cool, interesting.
Yeah. Well,
they just wanted to do gigs, you know.
That's right. They just wanted to play.
They didn't care about instrument they were playing on.
Oh, yeah, I know all about it. Was there any particular people who wanted to... kind of like take control, not take control, but like, yeah, be some kind of Svengali. And, no, we got to get him away because this is very, take the child away, please. They'll get very angry at the child patio. We have to take this away. Because what happens, they talk to each other. Sorry, people, we got to take away the child because the seagulls. I think they say gaviota in Spanish. But what happens is, if you give them one, they tell each other. Oh, here we go. And then the people who work here get very angry. Somebody like we were talking about Sex Pistols, and there was this guy, Malcolm McLaren, right?
Yeah.
And he, you know, I'm going to run this scene. Was there some guy like that in Norway, or a woman, or anything like that?
Run the scene? No, not that I know.
Because he was an older guy, too, right? And in Norway, this was young people... working with each other. There wasn't an older guy who came in and said,
yeah,
I'll be your manager.
You know, so everybody was like,
right.
Together. Like in later times, there have been people like claiming this and that they were, you know, at every gig and they know better and all that.
God, everybody says it.
Yeah.
Steve Jones told me about this gig that's the only Stooges only played one England gig before those reunions.
Yeah.
And it was at this place, Charing Cross or something?
Charing Cross.
And now it's called Scalars, mm-hmm. It's a theater. And
that's the Raw Power photographs.
That's right, yeah. Mick Rock.
Yeah.
And but Steve Jones told me there's like 10,000 guys who said they were at that gig.
It was a tiny gig. There were only a few people there.
And probably the same thing.
Exactly the same thing in Norway.
Everybody was there. Like here, the Elks Lodge riot. Everyone was there, and everyone fought the cops.
When we played in Norway, when we were passing through Oslo in the airport, remember I bought a book.
Yeah.
I was just looking in the bookstore there in the airport.
Yeah.
And I found it was a book, a Sex Pistols book, but it was all about, the whole book was about this
that,
one show
that they played in
Oslo.
Right.
And some guy, the guy who wrote that book, who we met, but the guy who wrote that book went around and found everybody that was at that show and interviewed them all. And
like all 50,000.
Yeah, all 50,000 of them. I don't know, it was 50 people.
Yeah, right.
And got all their photographs, and he assembled this large book.
I know, a wood cake.
It's all about one night, one show. That, you know,
it's crazy.
But as far as, like, what would you say, in quotes, legitimate Norwegian music scene, like record labels, there's no interest in these.
Not that I know of, not these first songs, anyway. I'll get back to that in like
later on.
Songs.
Yeah, okay.
That stuff happened there, you know, and that's when...
And somebody's like...
Yeah, and that when people started not wanting to do it anymore.
Yeah, and I can understand them getting bummed out on the whole trip of it.
Some bands got too commercial, I guess, and they lost, you know, their
credibility.
Also, yeah, and also like their fans from the beginning.
That's what I mean. When you lose your credibility, the people who first supported you, you're giant.
Don't anymore. Yeah, exactly.
You know, we have a thing in English. We say, grab the brass ring. If you go and grab the brass ring, you better make sure you got it, because those other people are never going to like you. They'll be they feel betrayed.
Yeah.
And so maybe it's not good to grab for the brass ring. Yeah. I don't know. It's a trippy thing, you know. When it gets down to it, music's music. But I can see how people would get very bummed out. Especially if you build a culture and a scene around something. And then you have somebody come in and just cherry pick and say, all we have to do is just airbrush this and change it. And you will have incredible lifestyles.
Exactly.
Yeah. Ordained from the Wizard of Oz.
Right. it came from the man behind the curtain.
Yeah.
And it's the same old thing. What about airplay? The radio, Norwegian air radio. Would they play any of this?
This here, maybe Van Skrek, which is like the most.
What's Norwegian radio like? Is it like BBC? Is it from the country, from the government?
What, sir?
Norwegian radio.
Yeah.
Is it? Like BBC is part of the government.
The NRK is very much modeled after BBC.
Okay, but is there radio at the colleges?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so maybe this stuff got played at the college station.
Maybe, but it's still kind of, I don't know. Well, it got a lot of attention in the media, obviously, for like being a new thing.
Yeah, right.
Being a new thing at that time.
But I was wondering, was it being played?
I guess some of it was.
Punk over here was more like something people heard about without really hearing the music.
Exactly. Well, some of these bands that we're going to play later also, people heard on the radio, definitely.
Okay.
Like the Alle Verste and Chet. They heard a lot of times.
What about
really
when the
popular
video thing came in the 90s? Was there video bands?
Obviously, interviews.
And MTV
too.
Had a Norwegian version, right? Was there
something
a Norway
like
version?
It, yeah. So they did, yeah. They get playing and they did interviews and stuff, and that's...
Now, did most bands hold their own, or did some bands try to change their sounds to go with you? Yeah. See, that's why I was... But you're talking to bands. You're not really talking... There wasn't a heavy thing with managers.
Not that I know of, no.
Yeah, because that's why I brought up that Malcolm McLaren.
Exactly. But a lot of these bands came from, like, spots and stuff, where they were
right.
Like, their own bosses. And then
right.
And they were their own managers, I guess. And they were all kind of...
Sure.
But then again, you have stuff
autonomous.
Like, yeah, but I think that's kind of also why a lot of bands didn't last very long, because they didn't really have any...
something to hold them together.
Something to hold them together, to talk them into sticking together, you know? They're just, oh, fuck this, I'm going to do something else. You know,
or
then start another band, yeah. Don't have
start
to
another band. Yeah, like DC scene.
Yeah.
DC scenes, so many bands, as soon as they put the record out, they break up to make another one.
Exactly.
A lot of that happened. Interesting. Was the pressing plants, could Norwegian records be pressed in Norway?
At that time,
I wonder if they had to have them done in Germany or have them done in
like
England.
I think they did some pressing in Norway, but that was also, I guess, it took a long time and also quite expensive for the band. So probably, and I remember.
What about the record stores? Were they expensive?
Yeah. guess so.
Yeah.
Well, at that time, you know, Norway was not the wealthy country that it is today.
Didn't have the oil yet, right? So maybe the economy was Moicano.
Well, in general, like, yeah, all across the board, I would imagine.
Economy. Yeah, because when you think now, you're always thinking of this thing that's kind of more recent.
Yeah, but that's...
It's hard for me to even understand, like, before internet. But they also did these cassettes, you know, probably themselves, 50 of them.
Yeah.
Sold them, you know, gigs and stuff.
You know. I mean, was there a big thing with stores, record stores?
A big thing?
Yeah.
No, not really, especially not outside Oslo and stuff.
So what is mail order? Because there's no internet, right? So it's mail order.
Yeah, your uncle traveled somewhere to get it for you. I don't know, anything you could possibly do to get a hold of what you want to.
Yeah, because we're talking about time even before EU.
Yeah.
So Europe's not that connected yet.
No.
They're still their own little... Interesting.
Yeah. But recently now, you know, you can just download everything from
oh, well, it's just a whole different
thing. It's a whole different thing.
It's almost just circumstance where you're born. But in those days, I can imagine, because in the U.S., there were certain states that were way more together. For example, I'm in Southern California with the Minutemen. Larry's in Knoxville. Same country, but way different situations. Way different situations. So you had this kind of migration thing. Maybe there's some of that in Norway too. The little people from the little towns go to the big town. You had a lot of that here. The Midwest, maybe Chicago, East Coast, New York City, West even City, or SoCal.
I think a lot of musicians and bands around Norway,
yeah,
at least at some point in their existence, they contemplate moving or relocating to Oslo. They think, like, well, if we're going to do anything, we got to go there. And they do it. They go to Oslo.
Okay.
And then I see, or I meet a lot of them that, you know, well, we did it for a year or two and then went back or whatever. But
we gave it a best shot.
Yeah. But Oslo is sort of the nucleus of, you know, in the country, like, where a lot of these bands. And a lot of those bands, I think Blitz had a reputation, you know, across, even at that time, probably.
Yeah,
it's like a safe house, you know, like, well, we know we can go there.
What was more of the straight music like at that time?
In the 80s?
Yeah, when these bands were out.
Yeah, it was jazz. And like,
jazz was big.
Yeah, and rock, you know, like psychedelic, like 20-minute songs with 10 minutes.
Kind of prog.
Tarkus.
Tarkus.
And that was the music played on the radio.
Wow. Yeah. So, okay.
So people needed something.
So in a way, this music's almost a reaction.
Yeah, you'd say that.
Not just inspiration of Sex Pistols, but also, man, we're kind of tired of this.
Yeah, there was nothing.
There's no variety. Yeah.
Same thing.
Something
over
that
over.
Happened maybe in the 70s that kept going and going.
Exactly. Finally, it came to Norway. Hit
yeah,
Norway.
And young people taking stuff in their own hand. And you really think it was that Sex Pistols gig? Wow.
At least that started something. I mean, people started dressing up as, you know.
I mean, at that time, I'm not sure how many punk bands from around the planet actually even went to Norway.
Yeah.
I mean, really, how many would go through there? I don't know if it was such a major destination on the European...
For England, it's right next door.
Yeah, but yeah, for England, it's right next door. I think, well, that was the idea. Like I said, they were actually spread out of the country for X period of time, and they didn't have any money, and someone patched together these Scandinavian dates.
Yeah.
And so they left.
I always wondered about that in the old days, how that happened. Of all the countries. It's like, whoa.
Connected, I guess.
But I guess they went to Sweden because they had ABBA.
Yeah.
That was the big.
Huge.
Yeah,
that was huge in the United States also.
That's huge everywhere.
Really, really big. Well, we're at the end of the first hour of Waffle Meter Show, April 15th, 2016. Time for hour two. April 15th, 2016. It's the second hour of the Waffle Meter Show. We'll be right back.
vet at det mange folk som vil henge på oss nå og skal være punker. Vi vet det. Men vi vet i hjertet oss hvem som av oss. Vi som det vet hvem som det. Vi behøver ikke prate om det.
Har du noen gang sett et bil i bagetjap? Det løper i ring, det løper i ring. Står du klar med det kniper, frykter lyset mot deg. Det finnes du som sier, jeg vil vekk, jeg vil vekk, jeg vil vekk. Fuck off, ikke stedet sett. Hva de gjør som vi sier, når du lar seg være lett. Fuck off.
Evighetsplaner og perspektiver til etter 1 minutt. Du ga meg jeg ville gi deg litt mer, men da var det allerede på fest. Alle ting går på godt. Alle ting må ta slutt. Du legger deg ned og sover, må ta godt til noen nytt. Ingen leide magen og ingenting å takke på, ingenting å snakke om. Da må jeg hjelpe til å gå. Hette med deg bra, det helt banale. Jeg hørte hva jeg sa og ble irritert. Vi var så fulle og det spente mentale, men samtalen var like fullt interessert. Synte med hjertet, men du ga meg en sture. Jeg enda ikke ferdig med pensel i turen. Hvorfor må vi stange mot det samme gamle muren når vi innser at jeg ikke er interessert? Alle ting går over. Alle ting må ta slutt. Du legger deg ned. en vreng. Og alle mine venner er kreditten stengt for lengt. Jeg har løpt av på kino uten reklame. Jeg trenger ikke selskap av stykket deg samme.
For Pedro show, we start off the second hour with some more Norway music. This time Maria is going to talk about each band in the order they were played. Start with Full Control.
Full Control by Feber, which means full control and a fever.
Fever.
The band's
yeah.
name, yeah.
Sickness.
Some say that this was actually the first like hardcore release in Norway, because this was 79, I think, if I'm not mistaken. That's pretty early, and it's
actually awesome. Before DC.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Minor Threat, I think, is 80.
Exactly, and this
or
is
SOA, or so. Yeah, very early.
Very early, and they were awesome too. I wish they would do more stuff, but they were also sort of.
But the guys are still around.
I guess they're still alive, but they're not making music anymore as that band, unfortunately.
What's
but
their story?
Pretty good.
When they were playing, nobody was playing.
I guess so. They were started early. I guess other bands were playing, but not really recording anything because
yeah.
you know it's early for recording.
Sure.
Or I think it was an EP from an EP track. So it's very early, 79, especially for Oslo, which is kind of yeah. So they yeah, and they're.
I was early for here too.
It's early for you too, and they were.
Yeah,
great.
I mean our stuff started about 76, 77, but still pretty early. Yeah, bands like Germs.
Yeah.
Weirdos, X, Dills. X is coming up. That's the 40 year. 40 years, 1976. So
it's certainly been great.
Pretty incredible. Yep. But was it on their own label, this record?
Yes, I think so.
Wow. Okay. Because, you know, they say DIY and stuff, but if you looked at those England bands, The Clash was on CBS. The Jam was on Polydor. Stranglers were on Epic. Yeah, I think Epic. Or something, A&M. They were major labels.
Yeah.
And there it wasn't really nothing against them or anything, but it was just a different thing. And these guys, they kind of were like us. They had to because no one from the big upstairs would. Shit. They were, over here, they were trying to do something called New Wave.
Yeah.
I'm interested in the Norwegian labels at this time. They're still trying to push 70s prog. And did they try to come up with New Wave? Skinny Tie?
Well, you probably heard of A-ha.
Yeah, but that was...
Is that
yeah.
Norwegian?
Yeah.
They're Norwegian. After this, actually, some of these...
That's things. Huge, Wave.
Huge.
I mean, not my book, but for the Wave people, that's huge. Take me on, right?
Take on me.
Take on me, that's it. Take on me. Very good English. I don't speak very good English. Okay, so there was Wave, and that was on a big label. That was on a big in England, huge. Yeah.
That's like mid-80s or late 90s, I guess, or in Norway.
I think that was the big breakout in Norway, really. I mean,
absolutely.
So look, you know, success attracts repetition, imitation. So that's why I'm thinking they had success. Maybe, oh, there must be other new waivers out here. Exactly. And maybe this is a reaction against.
Here come the coal miners.
Yeah, here come the coal miners.
But there's some bands that, I'm sorry, I can't remember their name, but was also considered to be punk in that era, in that time,
yeah.
80s, that actually did had more success when they broke up and then reformed as a group with a different name and did like new vein electric or electro things. Yeah.
Wow.
So that happened also too.
What about these other guys?
These other guys.
Monster.
Monster, Front Page.
Front Page, that's English.
It's English, both of them are English. That's kind of like, yeah, power punk, cute. Also didn't release a lot of stuff.
Like power pop.
Power pop. Yeah.
That's what they call it here.
Yeah,
maybe. Yeah, like, I don't know, The Quick.
The Quick.
Yeah, we had a band called The Quick.
Cute. Same thing there. It's kind of more likable, I guess, to the majority of Norwegian people. But never, like, none of these bands that you played so far made it into like a commercial thing yet.
Right.
They were still like doing small gigs here and there, but they were
even with the more commercial sound. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. What about the clothes?
They were dressing up, definitely.
Okay.
Absolutely. There was like a
other people, the squat people, whatever they could find, right?
Yeah.
With some mohawks.
The more punks, the better.
Yeah, mohawks.
Yeah.
Spikes.
But some of them also, yeah, they color their hair pretty early. That's like,
yeah.
Nobody did that at that time. But some of the people
in
Blitz did. And yeah, definitely. And they were, you know.
What about with the square people? Scary?
They didn't like it at all, obviously. They were like, they couldn't even go into a certain, this I've heard, they couldn't even go into a certain restaurants and stuff in Oslo.
Wow.
Because they would, yeah.
Get out of here.
Get out of here. Didn't want them there. Maybe, yeah. Next band, Fanga, which means trapped, by Knus Drysdit. Broken windows, I guess.
Broken windows.
Yeah, they're still around.
Wow.
Also from Blitz, the Swats. And
okay.
And they're doing gigs still, like.
Original members.
Original members, yeah.
Great.
And they're awesome. Also hardcore, punk from Oslo.
Yeah.
I really like them. They're friends of mine and really, really good bands. Yeah, rehearse a lot, play a lot, drink a lot of beer, and have a good time.
Well, these days, they also play out in Norway, maybe.
Yeah, I guess they do, yeah. Probably,
right.
At least Scandinavia is very connected.
Sure. So there is that's what I was sensing, that there is kind of Scandinavia circuit besides the Europe, inside the Europe thing.
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely. They
because
have,
they share a common language, and even though I know there's a lot of rivalry, too, all the jokes.
All
with
the
each
jokes,
other.
Yeah. But they have a very famous squad.
Same flag with different colors.
Exactly. Almost.
Almost.
Almost. Yes, they're still around, still doing gigs.
Except the Finns, they don't talk right.
No. And Iceland.
Is that right?
In Iceland, they're talking old Norwegian.
Yeah, so that's why I was saying the language.
So
but
we don't understand them.
You can't. Oh, not at all.
Some words, though.
Okay. I heard that there's Quebecois and French are like that.
Yeah.
They got old fashioned. So they, well, they kind of laugh at it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just curious about.
Just curious. Well, the next song is a fairly recent song.
Yeah.
Nowhere to Go, The Good, the Bad, and the Zugly. This is like from.
Clint Eastwood movie, kind of. Zugly.
Yeah, that's from. Yeah. Yeah. Funny. And they're. I think it's more common now to sing in English for people. Absolutely.
Well,
all
can I ask you about the thing with English and Scandinavians? Very good. Was it from the schools?
Probably, and also the influence with radio and television.
Well, I heard the movies, too. They wouldn't dub.
Exactly.
They only put subtitles.
Yeah.
It's not Cowboys Save V. Gates.
No.
You would hear the language, but then you could read. So maybe that helps school. Because I got to say, the Scandinavians have a good command of English.
Yeah. They start early.
start when they are 7, 8 years old in school.
So it's if there is schooling.
Yeah, okay, absolutely.
But you say it's also in the culture.
Culture and school. And
nowadays,
school.
With the internet and the films.
Yeah.
In the old days, we just learned it in schools.
Not film?
Not that much.
They would bring Norway into the film, overdub?
No.
Oh, because they do that a lot in Germany, right?
Yeah, no dubbing.
Okay. So you're still hearing the English, but you're seeing the Norwegian words underneath.
Yeah. But I think that's why a lot
it's a great teacher, I think.
That's why a lot of punk bands from the 80s and early 90s were actually singing in Norwegian.
Yeah.
Not because they're not good in English, but they felt more comfortable.
Okay.
You know,
this is
singing
ours.
In Norwegian. Absolutely.
It's what I really feel. This is what I really need. I don't want to go through another filter. Yeah.
But now I think it's like kind of popular and cool and trendy to sing in English.
Ah.
You know.
They're Swedish.
They're Swedish, yeah.
But he sings very good English, though.
Yeah.
I mean, he knows it. He also knows the English, the U.S. punk garage bands from the 60s very well.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Who the other cat, too, the International Noise, Dennis, Daniel. Yeah, these cats really know their music history. I mean, it's deep.
Well, they, you know, at least in the Swedish schools, it's in the high schools, it's a class that you can take.
Okay.
You can take rock and roll in high school.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
I believe it's a serious, legitimate thing to study and learn about. And that's why you have all these, like...
They know all kinds. They know more shit than I do.
As soon as they come out of school, I mean, they put their bands together, they get organized. It's like, I mean, certainly in comparison to Norway, the Swedish music industry is...
Well, they got state support in Norway. It's sort of like K-pop in Korea, right?
Yeah.
Whereas Norway guys had to do it on their own. It doesn't even sound like they had help from labels.
Well, I think this.
They had to do it all themselves.
I think the state in Sweden actually...
That's why
they legitimize it as an actual Swedish export. A valid Swedish
Well, that's what
export.
Korea does with K-pop.
And so they invested.
I read this thing where in the late 90s they decided, we're going to get into this.
Well,
they started.
Look what ABBA did.
Right.
They started taking it really seriously from then on.
Okay. But they started as a little thing on their own, right? And then big labels.
Well, if you think about it, let's say Sweden. What are all the big exports that Sweden has to give to the world?
IKEA.
let's just rattle out the list here. I mean, keep going. You start with IKEA. What's next?
ABBA.
You know what I mean? And they're also doing the same. They invest heavily in their film industry.
I guess Norwegians have found the oil. They don't have to do that.
The Beverly Hillbillies.
Black gold. That is strange. And the neighbors, right? But just because of the different situations, things develop different.
Yeah.
I can understand.
Sweden does not have oil.
Right. So they better have some rock bands.
They better have some rock
pop bands. And some IKEA.
But I think ABBA was the turning point.
Yeah, of course.
They opened up.
Of course. And notice they didn't sing in Swedish.
They did?
Well, they
but this is what's funny about K-pop. They sing in Hangul, like who speaks Korean? But that stuff's very popular. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
I think it's more the body language, and they'll throw in some words, but they're not singing in English. They're singing in this language that hardly anybody speaks.
Yeah.
But they're really, really successful.
But there are a lot of people living in Korea.
They're selling way more outside of Korea than
you. Oh,
Korea.
Yeah?
Okay. More outside.
Korea will come on that market.
Really?
They're huge. You wouldn't believe it. You would not believe it. But also, they follow Disney thing, too, where you start kids off young. The moms and the dads bring their kids into it.
Mm-hmm.
That's different than going to the squat and starting your own.
Yeah.
I mean, people are people.
Yeah.
And countries are countries, and a lot of this share so much.
Yeah.
There's not much difference. But there is little differences. In the day, there's no reason to judge, I think. But it is interesting to look at the differences. Why things... Can't ever know really why, but you can make little guesses, I think, and hints.
Well, what's interesting is the results.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Like, I heard that the Queen of England now is supporting punk in England. And so, what's her name? Vivian Westwood. Her son wants to burn all his punk. Something like millions of pounds.
Yeah, it's maybe it's a little overreaction.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, he said once she said that, oh my God, it's over. But I heard people say that it was over in 78.
Yeah.
What we got next?
Next one we got Ingen vei tilbake.
Yeah.
Det aller verste. Which means no way back.
No way back.
By, how to translate this? The worst of the worst?
Yeah, we say that.
The band today.
Yeah, we say that. We say that big time.
Yeah, like we talked about before, these are considered like a Bergen band. Bergen?
Okay, on the west.
Yes.
Yeah, Norway has a west coast, people, just like U.S. does.
Absolutely.
Most, lot less people live on the west coast than the east coast of Norway. Yeah, it's just the way the geography is. Kind of rough.
Kind of
but
rough.
But it's a neat town. We got to play there.
Yes, and they have a happening music scene even to this day. But I think they were actually, all of them were actually from Oslo, but still.
Oh, they moved?
I guess they moved to Oslo and still considered.
They were too crowded.
Too crowded.
There's too many bands here, but Blitzes. No more
they
room
were
in Blitz.
Super, super successful, actually. And they released a couple of albums and EPs and doing pretty well. And still to this day, they're considered also one of the great musicians in Norway. Not together anymore. But they're awesome. And I, the whole album called Material Tretet.
Yeah.
Material, I don't know how to even translate that, but I guess like tired of material things, I guess, or something, yeah.
Fatigue.
Yeah, fatigue. It's
material
awesome.
Fatigue.
Your fatigue.
They materialism won. Fatigue. Yeah.
Yes, awesome.
Okay.
They won an award for that album, actually.
What kind of award? Norway music?
How do you compare that? Like, what are the...
The Hammies. We got the Hammies, right?
Face
breaking each other's arm, pounding each other on the back.
The Spellemann?
Spellemann season.
Yeah, it's kind of like...
There it is. This is the biggest fire boat in the world.
Wow.
Huh?
Look at that.
Is that a boat?
Water coming out.
Fire boat 2. Pretty incredible. Look, you're shooting the monitors. Get your camera. Look, she's putting the blue light out. Wow, look at that. When you were going to get the drink, a tractor went and did a 180.
Oh.
Flipped it right in front of us. No boat. You've never seen a boat do this. Just flip the whole thing. That's how much tractors can do. Look at that.
We're getting a show.
Thank you, Mr. Farm. They come out and they test her. You'll make sure everything's working good. Yeah. Perfect. So it's called Spellemann?
Yeah.
And it's like a music award?
It's sort of like, it's like they have music awards here in Hollywood, right? It's only music. What's that?
The Grammys. Grammys.
Yeah, so it's like that. It's like the Norwegian Grammys.
Okay. Yeah. And they won one. All right.
They won one, which is pretty cool for...
It's kind of a breakout for an outsider band.
Yeah, but I don't think they were too happy about it. Especially, I think their fans were not very impressed.
Ah, you're merch.
Yeah, probably.
Sell out!
But they're still quite popular. People still love
them. They're still playing.
Them.
Good.
They're not playing. No, they're not
they're
playing
over.
Anymore. They're over.
Take the L out of Lover, and it's over.
It's over.
That was a wave song,
too
right?
Bad.
Motels.
Yeah. Yeah. But they actually did a lot of stuff while they were together. They
That's
were
okay.
Quite active. They actually
maybe sometimes it's good to pack it in and really ain't doing stuff.
Say what you gotta say.
Yeah.
And move along.
Stop wasting people's goddamn time. Okay. Just say blow. That's kind of English.
But it actually one before that.
I see. I'm sorry.
Farvel, Moder Jord. Goodbye, Mother Earth.
Goodbye, Mother Earth.
By Bannlyst, which means, I guess, blacklisted.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are also another band.
Band.
From the
list of bands.
SWAT. Blitz.
Okay.
Also awesome. Also
did any of these bands share members?
Yes, they did. Okay. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah. They reformed, like. A lot of times.
So now I'm going to play bass with him and I'll play drums with
him. Exactly. They're all like the
we're,
same.
We're talking about a fairly limited population.
Yeah, sure, sure.
That's the thing.
How big Norway?
How big it is?
People.
Oh, sorry. 5 million.
Five Scotland.
Today. In those days.
Even less.
Even less.
4 million. 4 million.
Yeah, probably 4 million around there.
In the whole country.
Yeah, I understand.
Oslo would have been less than a million.
I think Scotland's 5 million.
Less than
a million. I always compare with Scotland. 5 million.
Less than a million.
Wow. I think Slovenia's too.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's kind of limited scene. That's what I'm saying.
Sure.
Like it's not.
So people got to be resourceful and.
Yeah, but I'm into it. Yeah. I'm into it. Big ain't really good.
I like the fact that even though same members in different bands,
sure.
they were able to actually make something kind of different.
Different identities for these exactly. bands, yeah, which is important.
I like. That's yeah, very important, and it's not always going so well for yeah. the bands. You know?
And this so, Cockroach Clan?
Cockroach
that's
Clan.
Kind of English.
Just say blow my teeth that I preach.
See, the, here's the Manson Dredge rig. Right? They showed you the little... See, he's pushing him. He, that little guy was pushing the barge. Now he's pushing the huge fucking dredger.
Wow.
And the company's Manson, like Charlie.
Manson. Well, actually, I think Manson is a Swedish name.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Son of man, maybe.
Manson.
Okay. But they're the big daddies in the dredging here in L.A. Harbor. Okay. The Cockroach Clan?
Yeah. They're cool.
Is it two actually two songs?
No, that's one song. They were just kind of goofing around, I okay. guess. They
just say blow my sweet satanic peach.
You heard a song. It's kind of hilarious.
Yeah, I heard it.
It's just funny.
It rolls off the tongue.
I saw them actually. We saw them last year.
But there is
in
a humor also, tradition.
So still
what about Turbo Negro? They picked up on the humor tradition, right? So maybe there's always and some of these songs I can even though I don't speak Norwegian I can tell. Because a lot of good punk to me always had funny.
But his voice, though, is incredible.
Oh, yeah.
Like, powerful. And
opera
deep.
Man.
But he was actually, or after this, obviously, he also was like a singer from Mayhem, if you heard of the Norwegian
yeah.
band Mayhem, for a little while. Yeah.
I was going to ask about the connection between that scene, you know, this
yeah,
black,
some of the bands,
right? It's called Black Metal or something.
Black Metal, yeah, yeah.
And there actually was connection.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, he went over to that for a brief while. Now he's back.
But that was later, because the
that
punk
later.
Came
yeah,
first.
Yeah, yeah, that was later.
And then this Odin black metal.
He was more like he wanted to mix, like, oi in there, too. Like
and oi.
So, sort of, yeah. I don't, you know.
I mean, the
Odin
idea of Odin is hilarious. Was that ever really in the punk scene? That came with this black metal, right? Some of these bands into Odin?
Odin, I don't know. No.
You know. But some of these black metal bands are, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I heard about people having to sleep around the churches because these idiots were trying to burn them down. And
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not the churches.
They did burn them down.
Yeah.
These are guys in bands.
Yep.
Or their fans.
Or their fans.
Or their
and fans. Then I heard about one guy having his bass player killed.
Yeah.
And then him going to jail and his mom trying to break him out of the jail. So she's in jail now. It's crazy
but
stuff.
That guy lives in France.
France now.
Yeah.
Okay.
He got out. It's a whole different story. He was.
But they weren't really connected with his scene.
Yeah, his band was Burzum. I don't think Burzum was connected.
No.
Well, but there is a whole thing of that.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if what that come out of. It didn't come out of the punk thing. It came out of some kind of hard rock, heavy metal.
Probably, yes. Even though, like, the punks and also are also kind of. Not famous, but kind of notable for being violent too. You know, all the demonstrations and stuff that comes with punk and all their IDs. And
they're firing off the fireboats, firing off the monitors. Look at that spray!
Wow.
You believe that? Sorry, people, you can't see this, but it's fucking righteous.
That is breathtaking.
Wow.
Just
okay. No, yeah, they do that. It's also to test and make sure everything's working good. Also give people the show, you know.
That's
you understand the water isn't in the boat. It's got holes in the bottom. It brings it up with pumps, yeah.
Look at that. He's just sailing around, twisting around. Like
well, it's also a tractor. He's a tractor. He can twirl.
That is incredible.
Okay, I don't think it's all the... But those monitors are strong.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to be hit by one.
No.
No Selma.
Yeah.
No Selma. Okay, next one here. The people can't see this, so we don't want. Well, they call Stockton. It the radio a racket.
Yeah.
Dead air. We don't want dead air.
Yeah.
No. Stockton's men within range.
Is that Satan?
No, it means.
Oh, the state. Yeah, the country.
Yeah. The men of the state. I guess.
Yeah. Right.
Within range.
State.
Those are kind of early, and they're also an awesome band, but didn't really do much either. I'm sorry, no, it's not very interesting, but they were also kind of. A short period of music.
Rebellion people, against... What, did things feel too suffocating with the young people?
I guess people felt so, yeah.
Things were too, like, laid out for them. Not enough identity.
Yes.
And so, like, they're kind of pushing out.
Kind of pushing
maybe some like our suburb because that's where the hardcore kind of came out of it. Although it manifested in the cities, a lot of it came from the suburbs.
And we're talking about a socialist state, right?
Yeah.
So all this is like, you know,
man, more of a nanny state than maybe East Bloc.
Yeah, yeah, not East Bloc.
I mean, they can talk, they have freedom of speech.
Yeah, whatever.
But things are kind of planned. Yeah. So maybe, yeah, especially for young people, a little stuff, a little stiff.
Of course, yeah. A little stiff. Exactly.
And I think, everybody in all the lands can relate to that stuff.
Yeah, I think it was boring.
And what about this last one here? Spen.
Yeah, good pronunciation.
Is that right?
Spen?
Spen. German, right?
Money.
Oh, it's money.
It's slang, yeah, for money. But, you get a volunteer, yeah, you can and the volunteer.
Bones. Shekels. Zenny. Japanese.
They were super and still are super popular.
This is band, Jokey?
Yes.
A joke? A Valentine?
No, it's just nicknames, both of them.
Okay.
Yukke is like a name.
It's two guys?
It's a band. It's one guy. Yeah. Yukke was just the lead singer. And then.
And but he made his band and have two nicknames.
Yeah, Valentine.
Yes. And what about him?
He's dead.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He died, I think, in 2001. An overdose, if I'm not wrong, but they're super successful still. They're, you know, selling a lot of records still, and they were.
Do the other
popular.
Guys still play?
They are, yeah. Okay. They're still playing.
Was absolutely. There a big drug problem with the old punk scene?
In Norway. For what I understand, in the beginning it wasn't really a problem, but then after the years went by, I think that's also why a lot of the bands actually broke up.
Well, it happened.
Came into the picture.
It happened over here too.
Yes.
Darby.
So in the beginning, not so much, but after a while, I think from what I read and heard, I think it totally.
Very sad.
But it's super sad, and he. But he overdosed. But he was awesome.
It's tragic.
It's super tragic.
Yeah. польське косить, сумка свічило. Прийшло до мене з ягодами, дівце як мило. Надбирала ягодвон, пусть за силу-то сином, дам ці ягод до збонецька.
Watt from Pedro show. Here's Maria with the last four tunes.
Now, the first one you heard was Vi vil ha øl, de Janetta, which means we want beer. And the band name. The Shy People, I guess, is the direct translation. It's another band. It was pretty early on, and just made music because they thought it was fun. You know, they didn't last very long, didn't make a lot of music, but this song is like, I wouldn't say a classic, but it's like everybody's heard it in a way. It's just goofing around, but it sounds pretty cool, you know? It gets stuck to your brain, and it's funny.
And where were they? Oslo?
Yep, Oslo, also. The next song you heard was High Five for Life, Blood Command. Blood Command, which is pretty a recent band too. Had actually quite a successful start in Norway. I think they were played on the radio.
Like, they did get on the radio
every day. Like, for, yeah, absolutely.
What was Norwegian radio changing?
This is like recent.
Okay, so the more opened up.
Yeah, this is, and I wouldn't actually call this punk. It's more like going into the hard rock metal scene, but I wanted
kind of
to
cross over, what they say.
Yes, but I wanted to like get some of that new music in there also to like compare from the old days. And this is like,
see this can boat? Now, you see the tractor behind it. You see the rope?
Yeah.
It's the brake. These boats can't stop. It takes like a mile for them to stop. So they got that tractor there in case something happens.
Brake.
Because they got incredible motors. In fact, that's the tractor tug that did the little 360 for us.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He was going there to do work. He wasn't just for play. Okay, what about this High Five for Life.
Yeah, and also...
Wow, that's a...
High Five for Life. Yeah, I think it's very like popular... Everybody's saying High Five at that time. I don't know.
Is that right?
Yeah. But remember, it's like
the
a whole metal.
Fingers.
Yeah, yeah, High Five was a thing. Everybody
came from
things.
Basketball.
Maybe.
That's where it came from here.
Where your shirts would say High
when
Five.
When you score the thing, you come over and you slap the other guy's hand.
Yeah, yeah. And it was
like, congratulations.
Yeah. But they're cool. And there's a woman singing. Her voice is amazing.
Oh, look at that. You see the peak? That means breast cancer. On the tractor tug.
Right.
That's pretty cool. We have some enlightened tug boat people. Okay.
Yeah,
High Five.
Yeah, it's a great song. I wanted to put it here.
And Blood Command, the band?
Fresh.
You're
thinking
it's kind of like a mixture of things. And this is the way the
music's
heading.
Yeah, I'd probably
say
it's more like direction of, like I said before, like hard rock, metal. Yeah. But also, so it's, you know, fast. It's got guts.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And the woman screaming. I think it's kind of, punk too. The next one is pretty cool. That's actually a Polish song title.
Yeah.
But the band is Norwegian. Or the guy, the singer.
Depress.
Yeah, he was Polish, but he moved to Norway.
Immigrant,
yes. In,
we got a few here.
Yes. In
like
the
all
late
of
70s.
Us.
All of them, exactly.
Except for the native guys.
Anyway, the
they
song.
Probably came from somewhere too.
Song is called Bojo Shekahom,
yeah,
which means because I love you.
Yeah. Oh,
and,
romantic
and
song.
Polish, yeah. And
it's
Polish, yeah, yeah.
That's okay.
And the band name is Depes. They were also kind of pioneers, and they were super popular in the 80s, like touring around. And he is an interesting guy. Andrew Neb is his name. They're not together anymore either, but he did a lot of like Norwegian, I guess Norwegian folk, or Polish, like, I don't know. Mixture
combination
of, yeah, Polish and Norwegian folk songs, I guess. It's kind of how do you say, like a
blend?
A blend. Kush. It's very nice. It's catchy, you know?
Okay.
His music is catchy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
hooks.
It's just crazy.
And what's this last one
artist.
Here?
Last one is Blue Honning of Frøkenfrid, which means blood and honey by Miss Joyful, I guess. Yeah.
Miss Joyful.
Also a new band.
Okay.
Yeah, all girls.
Yeah.
From... I think they're from Bergen. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no, sorry. They're from Stavanger.
And where's that?
Stavanger.
South of Bergen.
Yeah.
But still West Coast.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
We're at the end of the second hour. Watt for Pedro show. April 15, 2016, hold tight for hour three. April 15, 2016. It's the third hour of the Watt for Pedro show.
Yeah. Oh, Du som alltid rett.
Wife from Pedro show. Start off the third hour with, well, Maria's going to tell you about these bands. But How to Live It, I can say the name of that band.
Yeah, the band's name is actually Life, But How to Live It.
Oh.
The song is called Burn.
Can't read upside down.
It's okay. And they're...
Life, But How to Live It. That's like a question name.
Yeah, it's kind of cool band name.
Yeah, kind of provocative.
Yeah, they're also quite happening in the 80s, and they're still touring. I guess they're
still together. Oh, they came back.
Yeah, they haven't.
Yeah, is there a trend for this from bands from those old days that have come back?
Lately, it's been kind of a trend. I guess it makes.
Okay.
It's fun, and they probably make some money, and they were touring last year.
But what about the dudes? They're older, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting. Do they do the older tunes?
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. A little juxtapose, huh? It's all right.
Absolutely. It's all right, yeah. And they're having fun. You can see that, obviously, on stage. And they were quite political. They were, like a lot of the other bands, their lyrics were also always political.
Yeah.
Like, questions to the government about this and that. And they were also squatting, you know.
Blitz crowd?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they were also on different... They were actually... the woman, it's a woman singing. Her name is Katya something, I can't remember. And she was
Katya.
Katya. And she was on different television programs, like debates programs, like politicians and stuff.
Well, what about Happy Tom?
Well, he's got his show.
Right? Absolutely.
Right?
He's the character.
That's a trip. But very serious things, right? He comes
with
his band
with
the sailor hat and a wrench. And his... Yeah, I love it. Love it. I've taken him to Pedro. Took him to Raymond's Pad in Long Beach.
Has he been here?
No, I don't know this chow pad. But he's an interesting man. And he's on the straight square TV talking politics.
Yeah.
Serious. And his mind is sharp.
Absolutely.
You don't want to debate that guy and not back your lunch.
Yeah.
Respect.
That's a good way to put it.
That's a good way to put it, yeah.
What's that? Hunting.
You can say it.
Hanigbana.
Yes. You know what I mean?
No.
Honey kids.
Honey kids?
Honey kids.
Kids.
Like honey.
But the kid? Child?
Kids, yeah.
Honey child. Honey children.
<Kids.
laughs> Honey children.
Okay.
And the song, you can obviously guess, Free Palestina means Free Palestine.
Right. Maybe political a little bit.
Very political. And I wanted to play this song. Because I think it shows off his voice.
It's led by the singer?
The singer is very... I don't want to be rude or anything, but he's not fat. Let's put it that way. He's the opposite of fat. And he's playing cello.
Wow.
He's amazing, and his voice is so powerful.
He sings while he plays cello.
Yeah. And it's very powerful, and that song is just...
It's a little different. I like it.
Absolutely. You should check him out. And that's... Actually, They were given an award for the best live artist last year, also, because they're amazing live.
How far back they go? Are they a newer band?
Newer, yes, in the sense of not from the 80s. I guess they started up. They're only in their early 20s now.
Young guys.
They started like a couple years ago. Yeah, five, 6 years ago.
I love the idea of starting a punk band with the cello.
Yeah.
You know, if there's a flower, your buddy that you came to make a record with, that record had cello on it. The one where Johnny Rotten fired the dude. And the guy making tea ended up producing the record.
Oh, all right. Yeah, you're talking about Flowers of Romance.
Yeah, there's cello on there.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. It's not Electric Light Orchestra.
No. I know some punk bands with cello, but it's cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's sitting there just working on that thing.
She took me to see them for the first time in Hamburg, and they were playing at the Turbo Jugend...
St. Pauli,
the worldwide. They have an annual worldwide Turbo Jugend celebration.
Yeah.
Convention. People fly from all over the world. It's a four night party in Hamburg, and so of course Turbo Negro, they kind of organized just going to be bands every night, and so they were playing. They booked Hanigbana, and so we went to go see them. But always some guy with a cello. I mean, what's that going to be? Boy.
It's a one-man band?
No. Oh, okay. It's a... They're five, right?
Yeah, two guitar players.
But it's mainly a guy on cello singing.
Well,
Well,
yeah, singing, yeah. But all his backup is like, yeah, they all
guitar,
sing.
Guitar, bass, and drums, and singer.
It's a rock band.
Yeah, okay. Oh, yeah, it's a
powerhouse.
It's a powerhouse. It's an attack.
So much energy.
You know, the thing about cello is strange is the way you got to play it. I don't think you can play it standing up.
No, he's sitting down. He's got a little.
I know. It's that's the one weird thing about it. It's got the most incredible range, though. The cello, all the way high, all the way down into bass, and it's tuned in fifths.
Actually,
so the jumps are really dramatic.
Yeah. Did you ever see Electric Light Orchestra?
Yeah, of course.
Because they stood up and
that played, one clown did with a sock on his head. I know. But you know what? That was only the. He got rid of those guys. They turned into like, I don't know, neon frisbee.
Yeah.
It's a bad thing.
Yeah.
No, but I know it's the rollover Beethoven. That guy stood up.
Yeah,
I know.
They were spinning,
He'd be laughing too. It was funny. I kind of liked it. Yeah. I kind of liked. But after that, it's the light bulb.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
After that, it's like. In fact, I think he got sued. Okay. You better hurry up on it because the band's about to get
in.
Product of the 70s by Herrick.
Yeah, another one, I guess a pioneer. They were also sort of like thinking they could do the same thing as the Sex Pistols and forming a band and making music, which people liked. And they're also sort of a classic, I have to say. I guess a classic of
okay. But you wouldn't say like nostalgic, would you?
Well, not to me, because it's when I used to go to Blitz, because it's still there. Blitz is still there,
sure.
And I've been to 100 concerts there, and I love the place. And when I was going there, the first time I went there when I was 16, some of these bands were like still pretty high up. There was, they were like heroes.
Sure.
Or they still are, but like some of these are forgotten. You've heard the songs before, and you know the songs. That's kind of why I wanted to include them on this radio show, because they're...
But you don't know the bands anymore.
No, because they never,
very
did
sad.
Much.
Right, right.
A lot of them...
Brief. Shakespeare, out, Brief Candle.
Exactly. But still should not be forgotten, that's why I put it in here, because they're cool.
A Shot in the Dark by Danger Man.
Danger Man, yeah, they're still...
You know, Danger Man was a TV show in England.
Yes, I
But we didn't
know.
Call it here. You know what we called it here?
No.
Johnny Rivers had a huge hit with the theme song, Secret Agent Man.
Oh, yeah, that's
It was so popular that he got to do The Prisoner.
Wow.
Patrick McGuin. But what about this band, Shot in the Dark?
They're still going strong.
Going?
Yeah, they're still playing, absolutely. They're awesome. Also band, and they're touring all around Scandinavia, and also I think Europe. Yeah, they're awesome.
Great.
Hardcore, great music, great vocal. Next one, Sturbina.
Yeah,
by,
which means?
One Night in the Big City, I
One
guess.
Night in the Big City.
Yeah.
You can put that in one word.
Yeah.
Right. Kind of like,
That happens all the time.
Yeah,
when talk
sure,
to their,
sure.
Yeah.
No, I'm Germans. But they do it with 50 letters.
Exactly. Same thing in Norwegian.
The steamship captain's chair. I heard this is like this fucking 45-letter word. But anyway, it's cute. Like you said, fun, cute. And Boyan Berg.
Bane. I think that's something they just made up. It doesn't really make any sense. It's just a name that's kind of catchy. And it's really cool.
Yeah.
And they also made a lot of music, and they're sort of also like, they're still going. They're still playing. They're awesome. The song is incredible. It's I know you don't understand Norwegian, but it's very beautiful. The lyrics are beautiful. And they were also playing in other bands at that time. Different bands. All the members. But this is kind of their main focus. It still is, I guess. They're playing...
Well, good luck to them.
Absolutely.
Now these guys, Skambanked.
Yeah.
But what does the HD mean?
I don't know why that's even there.
Okay.
Did I put it there?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't mean to.
Like high definition.
Probably.
Okay, I'll take that away then. Maybe that was a fucking typo.
But
What you deserve?
No. This Svadja means.
Change your chonies.
Oh no! It's like.
The whiskey bottle is empty.
Sorry, not sorry, but unfortunately, I guess.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's a better translation of
this.
The band is Skambanked. This song is very beautiful. I probably wouldn't categorize it as punk, but then again, the lyrics are kind of...
Skambanked?
Yeah, Skambanked is like beaten the shit out of something.
Oh,
yes, they did.
They bank scam.
And they're also popular today.
They're still playing?
Yeah, this is a newer band.
Oh, this is a newer band, okay.
Same with this next one, Blutthirst, Bloodthirst.
Bloodthirst.
By Kvelertak, by...
The good old days.
Strangling.
The good old days.
And they're super popular. This is a really happening band right now. They're
And they're young guys?
I guess they're mid-20s.
Yeah, mid-20s.
Super popular in Norway and also around Europe and Scandinavia. They're touring more towards the metal scene, I guess.
But the black. There's a difference, right?
There's a difference, yeah.
Like no Cookie Monster vocals.
There was a song called Mjød, which means you know Mjød? It's like Viking beer. You know Mjød.
Yeah, mead. I think the Greeks called it mead. It was an early form of beer.
Yeah, they're kind of in that genre. I guess they're sort of like that. They're like long.
But no Odin.
Maybe some mixture in there somewhere. But they're awesome.
What about, is there kind of a nationalist thing? Make Norway great?
No, I don't think so. I think it's very innocent. They're just, just their thing.
Sure.
Not many bands in Norway.
But they didn't wear the helmets with horns on.
No. There's actually one band here, which I played earlier, but Tom Hysteria. That vocalist, he was actually from the Blitz scene and all that stuff, but he was sort of, in interviews, giving off a vibe of being kind of a nationalist.
Okay.
Not, I wouldn't say racist, but like sort of things he said. And I think that, I don't know, this is just my mind going crazy, but that's kind of what led the band to split up.
Okay.
Because they were quite popular and still had some of those.
Well, you know, we got a word.
That's not accepted, like in this.
We have a Norwegian, we use a word. It's not even a word, I shouldn't say a word, it's a name. Quisling. We use that. Yeah, because he was a real guy.
Yeah.
I never knew that.
You didn't?
I didn't say he was a good guy.
But he was the worst.
I know. But I thought it was something that you called somebody who was a puppet. And Raymond Pettibone was the guy who said, no, what? He was a real dude. And we use that word for a puppet.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was. We have gaps in our education.
Yeah, you do.
I thought it was some kind of weird Latin word. It was an actual guy. He was a prime minister during the Second War.
Yeah.
I know. I'm an idiot.
He was killed right after.
Right? I know. For treason.
Obviously.
It was a bad scene. I didn't mean to bring up any bad days. But I'm just saying, there's a Norwegian. I thought it was a word. It was an actual guy.
Yeah.
Raymond looked me right in the eye. He says, you don't know? And I had to say, I didn't know.
Yeah, horrible.
Yeah.
Next
anyway.
Song, and it's by a band called Kjøtt, which means meat. The song is called Jeg vil bli som Jesus, which means I want to be like Jesus.
Okay.
These guys were also
funny.
I wouldn't say started it, but they were awesome. They were like their legends to this day still. Unfortunately, the singer
started what?
A whole new thing. They were very political and very. Or actually, the singer. And the guitar player, Michael Krohn, Helge, they co-written a lot of the songs. He was very political. He was also in a lot of TV shows talking, you know, about everything that he thought was wrong.
If you got punk bands on the TV now, it's got kind of accepted. They're
it
not
did,
so
like,
much just in the Blitz house.
Because this was, I guess, yeah.
I'm
very
talking
accepted.
Nowadays. I know in those days, but...
So this is way back then. This is the 80s.
He still was on TV then.
This song was released in 1980, I guess. And I wouldn't say hit, but like for some people that was
notoriety.
Like, oh my God, this is
notoriety.
He's singing, I want to be like Jesus, like on the radio.
Yeah.
And
wow.
Then,
and it was on the radio.
That was on the radio.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah. Played later because they were sort of, I wouldn't say like commercial, but they
had notoriety.
Bigger. Yes. And they were good, you know. They know how to play, and they were good musicians. And his voice is pretty special. And
is he still around?
Heard. No, unfortunately, he died a couple years ago from, I think it was cancer.
Wow.
He formed, the guitar player quit the band and formed another band called the Raga Rockers.
Yeah.
Which is still playing today and quite successful.
Yeah.
And after he quit, I guess the band sort of fell apart because they were kind of, those two held everything together.
Yeah.
And
they lost the nucleus.
Absolutely. But they were great, and they and really happy at that time. People like really
supported
them and like listened to them, and the fact that he was really
and maybe inspired younger bands.
Absolutely. But yeah, and it's kind of punk in a way that's, because it's not very hardcore at all. It's
that's
very
okay.
Like light and nice and kind of, but the lyrics are I like them. They're cool. They're like definitely classic.
My take on punk was never a sound.
Exactly.
It's always been a state of mind, and everybody has their own way of doing it. This idea there's one way to do it, never. And I think it came from my experience, because our scene was very diverse. The thing that was up in Hollywood in the 70s, I mean, the band that could sell out the Whiskey first didn't even have a guitar. They played keyboards. Yeah, they were called the Screamers. They never even made a record. They thought those were over. They were doing videos. Came from Seattle, actually. They were called the Tupperwares, and they changed their name to Scream. But then there was bands like Nervous Gender, and I mean, there was just so much different stuff. The Dills, Germs, X. So my take never was a certain kind of sound or look. So I'm always interested in this. And some people they're afraid sometimes when they're talking, like, am I talking about punk enough? And I don't know. I mean, there is something like New Wave. That's different.
Yeah.
That's a commercial attempt, you know. And this other thing is just you being you, and it happens to sound the way it does. So it's okay.
Exactly.
What about...
Uten Dig?
Yeah.
Which means without you, by a band called Blutbank, which means blood bank.
Blood bank, yeah.
Yeah.
Spelled the same. Almost.
Almost, yeah. There was like a DUI band from Oslo. Also didn't do a lot, but they are actually sons of some of, like, their fathers played in some of these bands that have already played, yeah.
They're children of guys from
exactly.
The scene.
So they sort of had to fill their, So, and that's a great song and actually a great band.
You know where that boat's going? China. You think so?
Absolutely.
With empty containers?
No, but some have the hides, the cowhide, for the purses and the shoes. But not too many. Notice how it's not full? Look at how high up the red line is. If it was full, that red line would be at the water. So it's just hides. You can only put so many in there because there's an odor. Yeah, amazing. Amazing. So blood bank, in a way, they're blood. They're part of the DNA of the scene. Yeah, she says this band's got kids, and dudes were in the other bands.
Yeah.
The children of the second shift.
Yeah, wow.
And finally, Romer til Skogen.
Yeah. Romer til Skogen, it means escaping to the woods.
To the woods?
Yeah.
Okay. Run away to the woods. Yeah.
La Casa Fantôme.
Oh, I know that, the ghost house.
Yeah. There are actually two people, two guys only, and they're...
A duet.
And they're awesome. They're very much, it's all about power.
Is it a drum and a guitar?
Yeah, I guess.
Poor lonely kick drum. Poor lonely, nobody to dance with.
Yeah, yeah.
Poor lonely kick drum.
Yeah, but they're cool.
Now you see this Crowley tractor tug? See the rope? It's the brake. Just in case. Because I tell you, they take a long time to stop. Let's see if we can see any Chinese sailors. Look. Usually you never see the Chinese sailors. They keep them in. See any?
Yeah.
Hard to see them. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, they're from the countryside.
What part of the country? You mean up in the mountains?
I don't even know where they're from. They're
wow,
from like
but they're rural.
Yeah, and I guess it's not that far from Oslo.
But Oslo changes quick, right? Once you get
very quick. It's like where I come from, which is only 20 or 30 minutes by subway outside the city.
Yeah.
They call that the countryside. So you know, it could be
boonies. The boonies.
So Oslo is very, very small.
Yeah. Hong Kong. No, but this boat. And there's two sailors. See when? See their orange hats? You see them?
Yeah.
Look how little they are. Look how big that fucking boat is. Amazing. I live here, and I see it all the time, but it still blows my mind. It's just...
It's not so good, though. The water?
Because it's cooking the fish and the seawater. Yeah, it's just great. Love Pedro. So, look. Thanks for all this help with turning us on to this great stuff from Norway through the years and what's going on now. But what do you think the future is for the scene in Norway?
I think we're getting better and better. I mean, like, we have a lot to... I think we have to catch up with the Swedes because they're, like, pumping out there. But, yeah, I think...
So there's a little rival. Okay.
A lot of rival, but they...
A positive rival.
Absolutely. We love them. And, yeah, I think the future looks bright. A lot of, like Larry was sort of talking about earlier, you know, you have a lot of... Education is free in Norway. So,
yeah.
So people can go study music for free, which is very cool and very, I guess, more accepted now than, for example, the 90s, you know, or 80s. It's the future for that thing. It's money in that now, which, you know, people didn't realize that when they started.
It was an actual industry. They thought it was some hobby, some side thing.
Yeah, and I think
or maybe even waste of time. In the older days.
Exactly. And
that was some attitude here. In fact, they got rid of music in a lot of our school programs.
That's crazy.
Flea started his conservatory. He went back to his high school where he learned trumpet, and they had no more music program.
That's destruction at the core, man. That's
retarded. It's totally stupid.
Compare that to what I was talking about in Sweden.
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
It's like,
or even in Korea with K-pop.
It's the opposite.
I know,
the opposite.
It's just, you know... Kill all possibilities.
Well, maybe, maybe they don't like the connection with expression.
Yeah.
They don't want expression. Because maybe then you get dissent. You don't want that.
So I've been told.
So what you say, though, it looks good.
I think it looks very good.
You're not cynical about it, yeah.
No, and I think more is more open now. Like, you wouldn't get mad if your favorite band turned, you know, signed to a big label. You'd just feel happy for them, you know?
What about some labels right now in Norway that are happening, that you would consider?
Well, happening. I think it's the same as other cities like Sony Music and stuff.
It's still big labels.
Yeah, it is big labels.
But people release their own stuff on the internet.
Absolutely.
Like, what's it called? The
Bandcamp now? Yeah, it's totally happening, so if you want to. But if you want to, like, live off it, I guess. I don't know how much.
You have to probably play gigs.
Absolutely.
So do you think the touring situation has improved in Norway? From riding the train? Do you guys actually, like, drive to gigs?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
They drive and I'm like a van now.
But you also have to say that Oslo is a music town.
Sure.
It's a lot of stages and a lot of places that play music.
Venues.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, it's an arts town. You know, Mr. Ibsen, I mean, theater. There's a lot of artistic tradition. And I got to say, part of this movement is artistic. I know in the old days there was an argument against that, but, well, I think it's so neat that you came and Liv, Maria, Larry, come with me to Santa Catalina Island, come eat my Pedro town, and then talk about music in your land. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
You've been very, very kind. It's been April 15th, 2016 edition of Wofford Pedro Show. Everybody out there, keep your powder dry.